This Missouri Net News Report is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, reminding you to respect the load, share the road, always buckle up and put your phone down.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The Christian County Health Department in Southwest Missouri is considering whether to enforce tougher rules for enclosed large animal feedlots before a new state law takes effect this month. The Springfield News Leader reports several other counties are considering new health regulations for CAFOs ahead of the August 28th deadline, including Southern Missouri's Taney County and Western Missouri's Jackson County. The state legislature passed a bill this year that prevents local counties from enacting health policies on CAFOs that are stricter than state law. The article cites differing opinions about whether the law will wipe out local rules passed prior to the law taking effect. A heat advisory remains in effect for virtually all of Missouri until 9 o'clock this evening. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Fuchs says the heat has created a dangerous situation in which health-related illnesses are possible.
We're looking at heat indices in the parts of West Central Missouri. Heat indices might exceed 110 degrees, and same is true down in Southeast Missouri.
State Auditor Nicole Galloway wants to be Missouri's next governor.
It's official with a Monday morning press release and a YouTube video.
I'm Nicole Galloway, Missouri State Auditor. I'm a CPA and a certified fraud examiner. It's my job to be an independent watchdog for taxpayers.
Governor Parson is expected to announce his election bid soon. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
The National Security Agency and Department of Homeland Security have designated Mizzou as a National Center of Academic Excellence in Cyber Defense Research. This is Missouri Net. The Violence Policy Center ranks Missouri number one for the state's rate of black murder victims. The nonprofit, which researches gun issues, says the Show Me State had 333 homicides in 2016. That's more than double the national average. Kansas City police are offering a $25,000 reward for information in a drive-by shooting on Saturday night that left an 8-year-old boy dead. Ryan Hart reports.
Police responded to a call late Saturday night in southern Kansas City, where they found a boy and his mother shot. Brian Bartlett and his mother were taken to an area hospital where the young man died. The woman is expected to recover and is listed in stable condition.
The Build-A-Bear Workshop is relocating its global headquarters.
The company is moving its headquarters from the St. Louis suburb of Overland to downtown St. Louis, starting the move next spring. The 200 employees will be moving to new digs near Union Station. The 68,000-square-foot building could house a retail store in addition to housing the operations. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.